The Torah teaches us, Achashi yoichul chal nefesh, hu levadoi yasu lechem. And based on this pasuk, Chazal teach us that on Yontif, we are allowed to do melachos that involve oichul nefesh. The exact definition of oichul nefesh means something that's needed for preparation of food. The Gemara Masechta Beya, Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, quotes a machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai's opinion is that the only malachas that are mutter on Yontif are those that are done strictly for Oichel Nefesh. If there is no Oichel Nefesh component in the doing of this malacha, it's Asr. The opinion of Beis Hillel, however, is B'tayich Shehutra L'tzayich Oichel Nefesh, Hutra gam shloy l'tzarich eichel nefesh. That once these malachas become mutter, not only are they mutter when they're being done l'tzarich eichel nefesh, but they're mutter even when they're not being done l'tzarich eichel nefesh. For example, making a fire. So of course, making a fire in order to cook food for Yontif is what the Torah says is permitted on Yontif. But Beis Hillel says, if you have a purpose of making a fire, you can make it even shloy l'tzayrich eichel nefesh. With this background, the Gemara, here in Masechet Ksubos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us, Rabbi Yehuda shar l'mivel b'tchila b'yontif. Rabbi Yehuda allowed one to do a first b'ila on yontif. Amra papi mishmei d'rava, loy tema, don't say ta. The Yontif Shari. There was only a Yontif that he was lenient. Hab Shabbos also on Shabbos he would not be lenient. For who I did not feel the Shabbos Nari Shari. Actually, he says that on Shabbos he would have as well been lenient. Just so, why does he say it specifically on Yontif? Because Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Because that was the way the exact story happened, that the question came up, could they do a first bia on Yontif? However, Rapapa Mishmei de Rav Amma, B'Yontif Shari, it was only on Yontif where Rabbi Yehuda was lenient, B'Shabbos also on Shabbos, he would not be lenient. Amalei Rapapi L'Rapapa. So Rapapi asks Rapapa, my datach, why? So before we go further, there's a question. There's a question that's asked by many mefarshim. The Gemara says, my datach, why are you being more lenient on Shabbos than Yontif? Because since chabura, making chabura on Yontif is mutl tzarech achal nefesh, what's the best example? Shchita. Shchita may be done on Yontif, and that's l'tzarech eichel nefesh. And the issa malach of shchita is making chabura. Hotu nami shloi l'tzarech. That's why it would be mutter shloi l'tzarech. And that's why you're allowed to make the first bia on yontif, even though it involves making a chabura, because we have the concept of mitaych. Ask the mashah, why are we saying that this is the explanation? We could say a different explanation altogether. For as we discussed previously on Daf Hei, and we said Shiurim on this subject, that the reason the Gemara suggested that one is not allowed to do a bio on Shabbos is because we're concerned that if you'll make the Sudas, you make the wedding feast on Shabbos, there's a concern of Shema Yishchot Ben Oif. You may come to Shecht a bird on Shabbos. But ask the Mefarsh, the Mashar asked the question, that such a concern is only applicable on Shabbos when you're not allowed to Shecht. But in Yontif, when you're allowed to Shecht, so there's no concern for Shema Yishchot Ben Oif, and there's no concern for Shema Yishchot Ben Oif. That's why it should be mutter. So the Mashah answers, if that was the concern, then you wouldn't be allowed to make a wedding on Matzah or Yontif. Because even though we're saying that on Yontif you're allowed to do Melacha, the only Melacha you're allowed to do on Yontif is Shemish, is for Yontif itself. To do Melacha on Yontif after Yontif is certainly prohibited. And therefore you wouldn't be allowed to Shecht. You would have to be concerned. The Bnei Yeshua, however, takes a different approach. He says, we quoted in our previous year the opinion of Tosfos here on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud of Hilchasa, that says, Lahalocha were not concerned for Shema Yishchut Benoif. And that's why the Gemara didn't want to work with this concern of Shema Yishchut Benoif. It's not a concern that is an issue, Lahalocha. That flaw says that even though Shechita is Mutter and Yontif, and therefore the concern of Shema Yishchut Ben Oif, which the Gemara mentioned earlier, is only applicable on Shabbos and not on Yontif. But in Shechita, it's not just Shechita that's an issue involved. You have to prepare the knife, you have to prepare the bird. Those Melachos are also on Yontif. Because you have no right to prepare the knife on Yontif, since you could have prepared it from before Yontif. You could have prepared the bird from before Yontif. And therefore, this concern of Shema Yishchut Ben Oif says that flaw is relevant on Yontif as well. Although, if we remember, Tosfos on Daf Hei pointed out that the reason the Gemara spoke specifically about Shema Yishchut Ben Oif, and Tosfos said, because the Shechita of a Ben Oif, the Shechita of a bird, takes a very short time, and Chazal were concerned that in that short time you'll forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll quickly Shecht before ever realizing and remembering that you did a Malacha. Anything else we're not worried about, Tosfos says, we're not worried about Shechting a Behema, that takes too much activity, too much effort, too much time, and you'll remember. So here too, the concerns that flaw discuss, preparing the knife, preparing the bird, take more time, and Tosfos says we're not concerned for that. The Beis Yaakov has a different teretz. He says the Gemara Masechta Moed Katan teaches us that on Yontif there's a concept of Eima Arv and Simcha B'Simcha. So when our Gemara here is discussing doing the first Bia on Yontif, the Gemara was never referring to a situation where somebody would not just do the first Bia on Yontif, but he would also be making the wedding meal on Yontif. Because making the wedding meal on Yontif is certainly Asur, because of the halacha of Eima Arv and B'Simcha B'Simcha. The only issue under consideration is the Bia. But Shema Yishchut Ben Oif doesn't speak to the Bia. Shema Yishchut Ben Oif only speaks to the Isser of for making the Suda, not for making the Bia. So the Gemara continues the Gemara, if we're now subscribing to this concept of mitoich, ask the Gemara, el mi'ata mutalasis mugmar. It should be permitted to make mugmar. The meaning in their time was that they would put spices under the clothing, over a fire, and the smoke would get absorbed into the clothing, and that clothing would now have this nice fragrance, and say the same svara. So why is it asur? Amale. So Rapapa responds to Rapapa. Rapapi, alech amakra, ach ashiyochel chol nefesh. When we have the heter of Oichel Nefesh in Yontif, it's only Adava Shavel Chol Nefesh. Something that everybody enjoys. Like shechting an animal, everybody needs to eat. But if it's not a dova shovel chol nefesh, our example, mugmer, only certain people would use mugmer. That's why it's usher. If now we're saying that only a dova shovel chol nefesh is mutter, if somebody would catch a deer on yontif, which was an expensive and not easy animal to come by, only wealthy people normally eat tzvi meat. It was saying it's not a dova shovel kol nefesh. It's not mutter. How can we shecht a tzvi on yontif? Amalei, a no dova tzorichu kol nefesh kamina. I'm referring to something that everybody enjoys. Everybody needs to eat. Not everybody necessarily gets to eat tzvi meat, but everybody eats. On the other hand, tzvi tzorichu kol nefesh. That's why tzvi is tzorichu kol nefesh. Whereas mugmar is not tzorichu kol nefesh. In understanding this Gemara, which is a fundamental Gemara in understanding the halacha of mitaych, which of course mitaych is a very important question when it comes to all activities that may or may not be done in yontif. There are many issues that come up and they're very relevant to halacha. Rashi says that the Gemara says that mitaych shotra habur l'tzayrach. What's the malach of chabura? Shchita. And the Gemara is saying that just like we find shchita is mutter in order to eat an animal in yontif, so too it should be mutter to do a bia, which also involves making a chabura, even though it isn't malach ha'soichel nefesh. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. When we speak about Melachas Chayvel, we speak about Shchita on Yontif. What's the reason why Shchita is Mutter on Yontif? What's the Melacha involved in Shchita? So either it's Netilas Neshama or it's Soveya, and those Melachas are the same by shechting an animal and by making a first Bia. But as the Pnei Yeshua, according to the Rambam, that the Chiyuv of Chayvel is not connected to Shoichet. It's connected to Mefarik, which is Melechas Disha, separating something. Where do we find that Melechas Disha is Mutar Yontif? In other words, asked the Pnei Yeshua, if we'll say that the Melecha of Chayvel, of making a Chabura, which is the Melecha when one makes his first bia, that's the first bia. So we could understand why it's the same malacha by shechting an animal and by making a first bia. But if the malacha of chayvel is disha, we don't find that disha is mutar on yontif, that we should say that matar shotra l'tzorech hotra nami shenroi l'tzorech. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that actually Melachas Mefarik is Mutar on Yontif. Because when one milks a cow, the Melacha he's over is Mefarik, and one is allowed to milk a cow on Yontif. But then there's another question. Many Rishonim are of the opinion, based on Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah Masechtim Shabbos mentions all the Malachas of Shabbos. And the Gemara Masechtim Yerushalmi says that the only Malachas that are Mutar and Yontif are from Malachas Lisha and on. So, the Malacha of Mefarik, the Malacha of Dosh, appears in that list before Lisha. So, according to the way we're learning now, that the malacha of chavola is the malacha of dosh, the malacha of dosh is never mutter on yontif. So the Mefarshim quote a tshuva from Rav Avraham ben Arambam that says that even though the malacha of Chavala is the malacha of Disha, it's not exactly the malacha of Disha, because the malacha of Disha is only by Gedulei Karka. Here we're not referring to Gedulei Karka. We're speaking about an animal. We're speaking about a human being. And therefore, since it's not the exact Malachas Disha, where does the Yerushalmi say that by Malachas Disha we would not have the heter of Oichel Nefesh, and by extension the heter of Mitoich, only by Disha of Gedulei Karka? But by Gedisha that's not Gedulei Karka, everybody would agree that it's Mutter by Oichel Nefesh, and therefore it's also Mutter Shloi Letzorich Oichel Nefesh. Another pshat that the Beis Yaakov suggests, that even the Yerushalmi that says that Malachis, the first group of Malachis, are Osir, the reason they're Osir is because they're done not for the immediate, Zareya, planting, Kaitzer, cutting. These are Malachis that are not done for the immediate need, they're done for future need. But if a malacha is in the first group of that Mishnah, but it's a malacha that's done for immediate need, there the halacha is that it's mutter to be done on Yontif, even from that group of malachas. So when we shecht an animal, or we make a chabura when we do bia on Yontif, that's not done for the long term, it's done for the short term. And therefore everybody would agree that such malacha, that type of disha, is mutter on Yontif, and now our Gemara is asking that we should also apply the concept of mitaych. But here we're discussing under what circumstances are we allowed to kill on Yontif? Do we make a chabura? We're clearly learning that we're allowed to make a chabura to shecht an animal if we want to eat it. The shayla that I saw Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses is, would one be allowed to kill somebody's sitting in the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah, and there are flies or other insects that are bothering him, would he be allowed to kill them on Yontif? He quotes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who uses our Gemara, that says that since we're learning Mitoich Shehutra Shechita Letzorich, Hutra Nami Shloi Letzorich, Mitoich Shehutra Shechita Letzorich Echos Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shloi Letzorich Echos Nefesh, and therefore, an insect is bothering you in the sukkah, you would allow to kill him. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Gimel Sifkaten Chuf says that insects that bother a person, you're allowed to kill them in Chol HaMoed, because it's called Tzairich, and we know that in Chol HaMoed, any malacha that's Letzairich may be performed. Because even though you could chase them away and not necessarily kill them, if you'll chase them away, they'll come right back. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah was only prepared to allow the killing of these insects on Chol HaMoed, but not on Yontif. So, Rav Zilberstein Shlita wants to actually connect this question to a machloikus of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Siman Tuf Kuf Yudalet Sif Aleph debate if one is allowed to extinguish a fire in his house on Yontif. Shulchan Aruch says, even if one's house will be totally consumed and he won't even have where to eat, he's not allowed to extinguish a fire on Yontif. Drama says that if he won't have what to eat, his house is nebuch burnt, that's considered oichel nefesh, and you're allowed to extinguish a fire. What is the machlokes? The machlokes says, how do we understand a melacha letzorich oichel nefesh? Does tzorich oichel nefesh mean that anything that helps me be able to eat is in the category of oichel nefesh? Or is there something that's standing in the way of my being able to have oichel nefesh but not that this actually contributes to Eichel Nefesh. The Shulchan Aruch says that removing something that prevents me from being able to have Eichel Nefesh is not included in the category of Eichel Nefesh. And therefore, killing the fly, which is only disturbing me from being able to eat, the Shulchan Aruch certainly will hold. If you can't extinguish a fire, which is going to completely burn down your house, you certainly can't kill a fly, which is a much less of an issue on Yom Tov. The Rama, however, obviously is of the opinion that taking away a disturbance from my Eichel Nefesh is also included in the category of the Heter of Eichel Nefesh. So maybe, according to Rama, we would be allowed to kill the fly, the insect that's disturbing my eating. But says Rav Zibelstein that no. Because even the Rama, who's makel and is lenient in allowing one to extinguish the fire on Yom Tov, he only speaks about a situation where you won't have any other place to eat unless you save your house. But the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Kuf Yud Dalid Sif Katan Tes says that let's say the house will only will be full of smoke. It won't be so comfortable, but you'll still be able to eat there. Or you'll have somewhere else to eat, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud. Even the Rama would agree that you're not allowed to extinguish the fire. Certainly, a sukkah that has insects in it is not considered like a situation that you have nowhere to eat. And therefore, certainly according to Shulchan Aruch, but even according to Rama, killing a fly on Yom Tov is not considered mutter on Yom Tov according to anyone. It may not be done, even if it's bothering you in the sukkah.